531.
We're joined on Pacific Days now by Ake Pereira and Antonio Bartelesio to tala noa about the Tokelau Easter Festival 2024, kicking off tomorrow in the Hutt Valley in Wellington through to Monday. Ake is president of the Tokelau Hutt Valley Marlins, a host region, and Antonio, president for the Mahutanga Tupulanga Tokelau New Hila. Maloni, Ake, Antonio, thank you both for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, firstly, Ake, can you give us an overview of this year's Tokelau Easter Festival and some of the events for the weekend?
Yeah, Maloni, Brian, tato kainga Tokelau. So this year's 2024 Tokelau Easter Festival is massive. This event promises to be a momentous occasion celebrating our Tokelau culture and empowering our youth. This year's festival is hosted by our Tokelau Hutt Valley Marlins and will feature participation from our various Tokelau communities affiliated to our Mahutanga Tupulanga Tokelau New Hila, which is Mahutanga Tupulanga Tokelau Aukilani, Auckland, Tūtolu, Rotorua, Rotorua, Lakilua Taupo, Mahutanga Tupulanga Manawatū, and Mahutanga Tupulanga Tokelau Porirua, our brothers and sisters over the hill. Yeah, so its core, the festival, it embodies the theme, ko te tupulanga tokelau, ko te lumanaki o tokelau, which is our tokelau young people are the future leaders of tokelau. So signifying a profound dedication to nurturing the potential of our youth, not only for today, but for tomorrow. So yes, since 2017 was the last when Porirua hosted, and I guess due to COVID, we had to shut the door, close the lid on that, and now we've just opened back up, and here we are.
Antonio, more on the purpose and a bit more about the history behind the event, please.
Yeah, sure. We've got a 50-year history since starting an organisation like ours, but we held our first festival in 1978, which is around, you know, 46 years ago. But the purpose was really to get our people together and to continue to come together to do what we do. And, you know, in the early days, our people spoke our common language, and that helped us to come together. And really to live in a new world in New Zealand, they had to band together and support each other. Thankfully, we settled into settlements like Hutt Valley, Porirua, Auckland, Rotorua, Taupo, and that's where the base of our regional representation is. And the original idea was around sports primarily, but as time grows with those early members having children and now grandchildren in the Mahutanga movement, the emphasis is more around the culture, our performance, our language, because we're one of the languages that are at risk, but our vision. So we've built a vision over the last few years, and our vision is mai nā mātua, moki tātou, mo te whānau. And that is learn from the past, live in the present, and hope for the future. So we try and do things during our festivals around those three pillars, if you like, of our vision. And Hutt Valley have just moved on building their theme around that the future, which is hope for the future. So, that's the reason why we're together. And I think, if anything, it's our culture part, the learning from the past and the language part is becoming more and more important as our children grow up in this land. They want to know more about who they are, their identity.
Antonio, Ake, more on the organisations involved in putting this event together. I mean, it's huge. We're thousands in attendance.
Yes, there are. Well, we have five regions in total, and Porirua and Hutt Valley are the biggest. the biggest populations of Tokelauans are here. As you can imagine, for over the past few months, all our regions have been preparing. Hutton Valley have developed a really good program around, the whole weekend. From Friday right through to Easter Monday, the program is full. And Ake could probably talk a little bit more about the content of the program.
Yes, thanks, Antonio. So yeah, our program highlights, we have one of our keynote speakers quite honoured to announce that the Ulu of Tokelau, Te Ahuionga Kia Alapati Tavite, along with Tokelau government delegation, will be gracing the festival as the keynote speaker for our Friday opening ceremony. So yeah, his presence symbolises the unwavering support of Tokelau's leadership towards the youth, ni tātou tupulanga, and the significance of this event in within our Tokelauan culture and community development. We're also blessed to have our Kainga Wellbeing Expo keynote speaker, Ilai Sopo Elekana Manu. Ilai is Tokelau's first gold medalist for wrestling in the 2014 Cadet Junior and Senior Oceania Wrestling Championship that was held in Pango Pango, American Samoan. So he won a gold medal in the 80 kg Greco-Roman style, and he's just continued to shine and represent Tokelau in the sports field at the Pacific Games, and was the only athlete for the 2023 Pacific Games hosted by the Solomon Islands. So currently PhD candidate at Massey University, where his study explores the health and well-being benefits of hangatua. And yeah, we also have Masters of Ceremonies, which includes some well-known Tokelauans, Tumantena Kia Belenato Sakalia, CEO for Moana Pacifica Rugby, one of the MCs, co-MCs for our opening ceremony as well, raised in the Hutt Valley, also head boy for St. Bernard's way back when, and a past former president of our Tokelau Hutt Valley Marlin. So, you know, we also have Samuel Filippo, an actor for the movie by Taika Waititi, New Goal Wins, or Next Goal Wins, sorry, and the recent theatre production, Ole Pepelo, Lengawi, Male Palaai, The Liar, The Thief, and The Coward, if we haven't watched that. He'll be a co-MC for our Kainga Wellbeing Expo. So, yeah, real grounded family roots from Tutolu, Rotorua, where his parents were founding members of the Tutolu Sports Club, the Mai Lotolua. So, yeah, very expansive and collaborative, a unique presenters throughout the weekend. We also have our youth leadership presenters, which are our Tupulanga Warriors speakers, Te Aratu Patelisio, Juliana Fanhuanua, Jacinta Perez-Golo, Troy Savalio, Leighton Dimodel, Mary Fido, Tyler Lui Pelasio, and Vele Teles Otanga. Boha Tele Saturday night, and obviously the sports that land on Saturday, but I guess in the cultural aspect, that just brings everyone together. But yeah, pretty much, if you know, you know.
Very good indeed. The importance of this week's festival for our Tokelau community, Ake, and of course, Antonio, as you said, Antonio, earlier, 50-year history, oh, so rich.
And over that time, the organization has developed. As I said, in the early days, it was just a band of people getting together, sharing common things. But as you know, as you live in this country, you need to survive, and so you have to learn how to survive. And I guess that's part of the journey of all our Pacific peoples. And we've just had the luck, if you like, of being able to develop this organization where all our people can come together. So it's probably unique in that way that we can bring our people together. No matter where they're from, what island they're from, what religion you believe in, it's just all inclusive, and it will continue to develop going forward. And I think part of our vision that we are trying to do more work in is that hope for the future section, because you know the plight of our people here, we need to do better. So and we have lots of people that are already succeeding, and we need to focus and look at and profile them, because there are lots of success stories, but the plight of our general populations across Pacific, but specifically Tokelau, we do need to do better. So that's part of the organization that we are trying to develop a little bit more. And thankfully, Hutt Valley have focused on the young people and the future of our Tokelau people.
Ake, a great honour, of course, being the host region this year, and for you and the team, a lot of pressure, but also, again, a great honour to be hosting this year.
Yeah, it is. 2008 was when we last hosted here at the actual same facilities, Walter Nash. And back then, there was only two courts. But now Walter Nash is like a complex of five. You know, there's now the library and the cafe. So that's all... it's massive. It is an honour. It'll be our, I think, fifth hosting event that we have it here in Tokelau Hutt Valley. It's an honour and it's a privilege, actually. And I guess, you know, we, although the focus is on our tupulanga, we also honour and acknowledge our past, our foundation, our legacy, and that's how we've landed. Like Antonio spoke on about with the history.
Antonio,
to build bigger venues, because our population's growing. Even though Walter Nash is much bigger than 2008, we are hoping that we can accommodate everybody, because there's going to be lots of people throughout the whole weekend attending our festival.
Where can people find out more information, please, Antonio?
We have a Facebook page, Mahutanga, MTTNH Facebook, and it's all over the media. There's our comms team that are part of the Hutt Valley setup have developed quite a lot of communication initiatives around that weekend. But the main one is the Facebook page, Mahutanga Tupulanga Tokelau New Hila.
And final words, of course, to our Tokelau community for tomorrow's festival. Begin with you, Ake.
Look, we just invite everyone. You know, it's live stream, so again, historic in the making, to join this enriching journey of empowerment and celebration. At this year's 2024 Tokelau Easter Festival, we'll nurture the potential of Tokelau's youth, tupulanga, and strengthen our community bond towards a brighter future. So welcome. Haere mai, no mai, om mai. If you know, you know.
Antonio.
Yeah, along similar lines. It's going to be the biggest show in town, in Wellington, Hutt Valley. Come on down. Om mai. We would love to see you there.
Ake Pereira, President of the Tokelau Hutt Valley Marlins, Host Region, and Antonio Patelisio, President for the Mahutanga Tupulanga Tokelau in Nuhila, Tokelau Easter Festival 2024, empowering Tokelau's youth, celebrating culture, cultivating leaders. Hage tai lahi lele, and all the best for tomorrow through to Monday. Thank you.
Good day, Brian.